just want you to be okay. I just want you, I just want you, I just want you.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Let's see, is that better? I don't know. It sounds like my headphones don't work. But anyways, that right there is awesome. That song has actually been in my head for, God, I don't know, days and days. It is the band Black Honey. They're out of England. They are a four-piece female-led band. Where are they from in England? I know this. Hold on. I got to tell you something funny, too, as to why I'm having problems seeing. Okay, let's see. Where are they from? I had it. I don't know. Doesn't matter. There's someplace based in England. Anyways, you can find that on their album released just over a year ago called A Fistful of Peaches. All right. Now, my name is Anita B, and let me just see something here. I'm vaguely blind because... I just so happen to have two sets of glasses. One is, which has changed my life, by the way. I just got them last year. They are prescription sunglasses. And I often wear my regular glasses if I'm not wearing my contacts. So, of course, I'm driving today here to CITR, which is on the campus of UBC. And I've got my prescription sunglasses on. And then I'm like walking across campus. I'm like, oh no, I still have my prescription, my sunglasses on, right? And then I'm like, I made it too far to return back to my vehicle and like, you know, try again and get them. So I'm like, well, I guess I'll just happen to show up at the station looking like, I don't know, Dr. Johnny Fever from like WKRP in Cincinnati. I'm giving off a very groovy vibe here. I look absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, so now everything is kind of darkened. And then, of course, when I pull my sunglasses up, I can't see crap. So, whatever. It's a very, very, I guess, very shady moment here for me. But anyways, there you go. If I don't know if I told you, I'm Anita B. This is my show, Sam Scrunches Hideaway. I think I did. I'm here every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. The show used to be Canadian music. Like, that was the focus. Henceforth, the Sam Squanch element. Oh, I know what's happening here. Oh, now I can hear myself better. Oh, much better. Sam Squanch being, of course, if you know the Trailer Park Boys, which is a very classic show. By the way, I'm currently just finishing up another round. I'm getting to the end of Eastbound and Down. Just have to share my TV viewing pleasures with you. I'll probably talk about good old Kenny Powers in a minute. But back to Sam Squanch. That was precisely what Bubbles referred to when he was in his shack or in his shed. And he thought he saw a Sasquatch. He's like, it's a Sam Squanch. He's getting all paranoid. Anyways, that's the reference there. But anyways, I'm at the end of the 4-season classic Eastbound and Down. If you've never watched it, you have to. It's maybe my favorite series ever. It's up there. It's up there. Like, no doubt. Kenny Powers is, well, created by Jody Hill. There's a couple of other guys. And by the way, if you watch the show, one of the characters was actually Clegg. Clegg was actually one of the creators, and he has since died. He died in 2021. I forget his name. But the show is just so genius on every level. It's so dark, which I'm quite gravitated to. I love that kind of stuff. But you know, when you play with such ridiculously sort of shallow characters, you think it's just going to be garbage and just a stupid show, but no, it's actually incredibly intelligent. Anyways, that's my slight, touching the surface of, Eastbound and Down. All right. But anyways, I've got a show here for us and I'm kind of excited. I'm going to play something from this band called Wife Swap. Wife Swap is a band out of, I'm confusing Wife Swap with the last band I played, which is Black Honey. They're from England. Wife Swap is from Ireland. All right. Ireland. I'm going to say Dublin. Don't quote me. But anyways, I've got a song of theirs right here. It's called Inertia. It is so good. These guys are so killer. Let me just see where in Ireland they're from. What does it say? Oh, I don't know. I'm sure I'll come back with that. Okay, anyways, here we are. This is Wife Swap from a year ago. It was released as a single. The song is Inertia. Okay, let's make sure I can see my channels here. Like I said, these sunglasses are impeding some of my vision, but that's okay. We're chill. We're super chill over here at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Bound by inertia, with a pride to protect, freed only by the chains of my own dialect. This is a product of the psyche. Dissect yourself. Stare out to bleak infinity. Infidelity shines back at me, but this is what I choose to see. A lily girl that hardly lie to me. Life could be easy if it weren't for hope, and the cook carry cast and choke you with the rope. Bag tied, buried in the birth of myself. Elope, elope. Say this is a product of the psyche. Away I turn. for breeds contempt for more. Satisfaction comes easy when you're settled. When your name's Rainbow, as I stand up here, know it's all for a show. This is a product of the psyche. Elo, Elo, Elo. We'll be right back.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there is the band. Hold on a second here. I've got this. Of course, Cults with the song Always Forever. And you can find that on their 2013 album Status. Is that what I'm reading? Static. I was telling you that I've got an issue with my sight since I've got my sunglasses on because they're prescription. And that's just where I'm at right now. So everything is super darkened. All right, that right there are Cults. Before that, we heard something from the English band, the Buzzcocks. A classic, classic. I think that's my favorite Buzzcocks song. You can find it on their 1979 iconic album, Singles Going Steady. Why Can't I Touch It? Yes. All right, before that, we heard something from the Irish band. Yeah, they are located in Dublin, based in Dublin. They're so good. They're called Wife Swap. We heard the single of theirs released last year called Inertia. All right, it is 6:55. Yes, it is. That means I have another hour and 5 minutes with you guys, and it's a beautiful night out. It's sunny, thank God. That's why I'm wearing my sunglasses in the studio. No, all right, so what do I have next for us? Oh, I've got, speaking of England, all of these bands are from the British Isles, except for Cults that I've played, just sort of randomly, just coincidentally. I'm going to play something from Swerve Driver from their 1993 classic album, Mezcal Head. So good. I'm going to play us right now, Last Train to Satansville. I saw these guys way back in the day, but I'm going to say 98, back at... Oh my God, what was that place called? Oh my God, how can I forget it? Tip of my tongue, in Vancouver. Oh my God, all the bands played there in the 90s. Starfish Room. Oh, that was a split second of confusion. Yeah, the Starfish Room. Oh my God, that's probably my favorite venue of all, I think, perhaps, in Vancouver. I had the honor when my band won Shindig. Now I'm bragging. Back in 98. I think it was 98. Yeah. It was a battle of the bands, actually put out by CITR 101.9 FM. And every year, CITR is still doing the same. So if you're a band and you're emerging and you want to get some, you know, stage time, you want to play some shows, etc., sign up for Shindig. And you go through rounds of different, it's competition. It's a battle of the bands. So there's three bands each night. And then if you win that round, you go to the next, et cetera, et cetera. And I just happened to be in a band called Clover Honey. And we won Shindig 1998. That was a long time ago. Yes, we did. And we played the Starfish. That's where I'm going with that. The Starfish Room. Oh, such a great place. Okay, anyways, let's go back to the Starfish Room, 1998. This song would have been 5 years old. This is Swerve Driver with Last Train to Satansville. Let's make sure I've got it all set up. Yes, it is. And yeah, CITR is the place we're at. All right, Swerve Driver.
Stare and set up.
mixing cocktails with a plastic hexagon. Shiny roads, where on the protein delta strip, in an abandoned houseboat, I will wait there. I'll be waiting forever. I'm waiting, 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 waiting. Go!
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there is Pavement, also from 1993. So we heard two tracks back to back from 1993, Swerve Driver, and that latest one, which is Summer Babe from the album Westing, and then in brackets by Musket and Sextant. Yeah. All right. There you go. My name is Anita B. I'm here until 8 o'clock with my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And let's continue with our foray into good music. At least that's my humble opinion. Right now we've got something from 2015 and Best Coast. This is a great song. We're going to hear Feeling Okay. You can find this on the album California Nights. It's so beautiful. All right. There you go. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Wake up. All over the world, all over the world. gonna eat me alive. If I stumble, they're gonna eat me alive. Can you hear my heart?
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there is Metric out of Toronto. Sorry, I'm just typing something in right now. Yes, that was released, Help, I'm Alive, on their album Fantasies in 2009. The Metric are still around. Emily Haynes is the lead singer. She's got such a great voice. And there you go, Metric. All right, before that, we heard something from Kate Clover. If you don't know, Kate Clover is from LA. And that album is called The Apocalypse Dream. It's brand new. We heard the song No More Romance. Oh, did I tell you we played the Pixies? Oh my God. It's funny. I'm such a huge Pixies fan, like massive. I would just always say, in my existence, they've always been in the top four bands ever. Always kind of rotating in and out. Like, throw the Beastie Boys in there, you know, here and there. But that album, Bossa Nova, from which I played the song All Over the World, 1990, it's been sort of set as my favorite album. And I say set because I have flip-flopped back and forth. If you know the Pixies, Come On Pilgrim, the Split first album, 1987, Come On Pilgrim, Surfer Rosa, that was my favorite record for the longest time. And then I started branching out. I was like, and then it turned into Doolittle. That's their second record, Doolittle. And I was like, oh, Doolittle's so good. And then I just started getting deeper and deeper into their stuff. And Trompe Le Monde was the last one. That's correct. Yes, 1991. I did a whole Trompe Le Monde era as well. And somehow I've settled on Bossa Nova, which it's funny because in the early days, that was my least favorite album. But we've got Dig for Fire, All Over the World. Some of those songs, they're deeply like groove driven. Like, they're so good. And there you go. That's my opinion on the Pixies. All right. It is 7:27 already. Can you believe it? 7:27. It's time for our weather report. Okay, let's go to the Environment Canada site, as I like to, because I'm Canadian. Today is Wednesday. The overnight low is 9. It's not too bad. It's actually fairly mild. Tomorrow, Thursday, the high is 19, mainly sunny. That's quite nice. I will take it. Then we head into Friday, Saturday, 17 and 15 and rainy. Well, here it says 30 to 60% chance of showers with a rain symbol. So I don't know. We will see. And then once we hit Sunday, it looks okay. 17 degrees as a high with a mix of sun and clouds. There you go. Okay. That is your weather report with your host, Anita B. All right, let's move into some more music here on CITR. And my show, by the way, is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Let's get into Amel and the Sniffers. These guys are out of Melbourne, Australia. They were formed in 2016. And we're going to hear a brand new song of theirs. It is You Should Not Be Doing That. And you can find that on their album. Let's take a look. Oh, wait a second. Is it the title track? It is. It's the title track on the album, You Should Not Be Doing That. Seems to be correct. Okay, there you go. So let's listen to some of this stuff here. Okay, I've got this. As I talk to myself, I got this. All right, here we are. The station is CITR, of course. And I'm here until 8 with my show, Sam Squinch's Hideaway. I'm here every second week, 6:30 until 8, alternating Wednesdays. That's about all I can really say. Okay, maybe I'll give you some more TV reviews. I don't know. There's nothing really, there's no shows as of late that I've gotten into, which is kind of sad. So I'm kind of going into like, I'm finished. I think I was telling you another. I think I've now watched the series Eastbound and Down. Like, this might have been my third time all the way through. Well, there's only 4 episodes. Maybe my 4th because it's so good. But I keep looking every night. Like, what's new? What do we got? Nothing, nothing, nothing. I will say this much. Okay, I'll give you some reviews. So oftentimes, excuse me. It's just Dateline, but whatever. So you know what is quite good is the Joe Coy latest stand-up. I mean, the latest one that was just released like this month. It's actually super funny. I very much enjoyed it. And I say that because I really liked Joe Coy in his early stand-up really, really a lot. He's at a SeaTac, Tacoma, not SeaTac. He didn't live in the airport. There actually is a town, I do believe, called SeaTac, I think. But anyways, he's from Washington State. Let's just say that much. He's like my age. So he's super cool, obviously. Just whatever. And then what ended up happening, of course, I'm also a big Chelsea Handler fan. Her stand-up's good, but she's not my favorite. But I really like her. She's also a skier. And then her and Joe Coy have, you know, they dated for about a year. They went out for a year, like madly in love, posting on Instagram like all the time. I was like, rah, rah, you go, guys. And then he released a special, I guess the first one after that, after they broke up, a stand up maybe a year ago, year and a half ago. And it was like a little bit showboaty. I found it to be a little too much. I was just kind of like, dude, like, take a seat, like. Whatever. This one is way more grounded, I find. I find it funnier and more like it's real. It's real. It's pretty awesome. So that's my stand-up review. What else can I tell you? Anything else I've seen lately? Not really. Okay, there you go. Okay, let me stop talking. I know you're like, let's just listen to some music, Anita. Let's do it. Let's listen to Amel and the Sniffers. Finally. This is a title track from their album, You Should Not Be Doing That. All right, the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Whoa, that was a mistake. I hit a button. Let me go back, though. I really, really, really like that song by Amel and the Sniffers. Sorry, guys. Ugh. Amel, and I was like looking something up and hit the wrong button. Amel and the Sniffers. What are we looking at here now? Let's try this again. You should not be doing that. You should not be doing that. I've been listening to the lyrics of the song. Sounds like he's a dirty, dirty boy. That's right. Okay, let me try this again. Let me This is bad. I should sort of start the song maybe in the middle. I know that's awful, but I just don't want to cut her off because she's killing it. All right. Here we go. Try it again. Okay, here. Maybe about there. Okay, cool.
I'm in my head. Doing the work. I'm putting on me shoes and me socks because I got to get out of here. Another person.
finished what they started and we made it. Wait state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Wait state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Wait state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Wait state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
The door and close the blinds. You satisfy my
How is that for channeling some Stones in their honky tonk era phase? Oh my goodness gracious, that was great. That's Dead Ghosts. It's brand new. The album is Hippie Flippin'. If you don't know, those guys are local. I've seen them before live. They put on a great show. I think they just had the CD release party. Did I say CD? Oh my God. Record. God, I'm so 90s. And I missed it. I think they did. Anyways, Dead Ghosts, such a great band. The song is called Satisfy My Mind. All right, cool. Okay, before that, we heard something from the Essex band, Bad Nerves. I'm from Essex County, Ontario myself, but okay. That is also new. Yes, it is. It's brand spanking new, 2024. The song we heard is Sorry off the album Still Nervous. And then Sampa the Great. I love that song. From 2019, it is Final Form off the album The Return. It is 7:49. It took me a second because I've got my shades on and I kind of can't see anything, actually. Well, everything's just really dark. My prescription sunglasses, because I forgot my regular ones in the car, so I look really stupid. Anyways, that's my story. My name's Anita B. This show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and 11 more minutes and I shall be Gandhi. All right, let's hear something from the local band. I love these guys. They're called What, W-U-T. There's three of them. And let me tell you who's in the band. If I can actually, if I can read. I know one of them, Loren. Loren Smith, awesome. Loren, or Smithy, as she's credited here, is drums and vocals. Now, Loren has been known to play the bass. That's also how I know her. From Tough, oh God, Jesus Christ. I'm just going to stop talking. So that's Loren. And then there's also Georgina Fairweather and then Tracy Vath. We're going to hear something from their 2020 album. You can find it on their Bandcamp site. The song is Groceries. Tough Age. Yeah, I got half of the band name correct. I was like, okay, hold, Tough something. Tough Meat, Tough Love. No, Tough Age. That is the other band that Loren, that's how I know her from playing the bass. Anyways, I don't think Tough Age is anymore. They were a Mint Records band. Okay, but anyways, let's listen to What. This is what we got right here. What do we got? What? Okay, let me find the song again. Again, I'm kind of blind. Okay, let me continue here. Make sure that's not bleeding into that. Okay, let me try this again. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This here is the local band What.
Where do you get your groceries? Because I want to get my groceries from there too. Where do you buy your beer from? Because I want to buy my beer from there too.
Yeah.
All right, guys, that is that. I'm pretty much out of here. So let's see. That was What with the song Groceries off their album Now that was released 4 years ago. And I'm going to leave us with a song. I'll be back in 2 weeks. This is Sam Squanch's Hideaways host, Anita B. saying it's been a slice, guys. And I'll be back two more Wednesdays, every second Wednesday, 6:30 until 8 is my show. So what do we have right now? Now we've got more new stuff, actually. This here is White Reaper featuring Spiritual Cramp. We're going to hear the song Shimmy. You can find it on the album. It's a single. What is it here? I'm confused. It's two songs. Yes. Split single. You got White Reaper on one side. It looks like Spiritual Cramp on the other side. And again, Shimmy is a song. That's what we got. No, it's not a split. It's White Reaper and a band named Spiritual Cramp on both sides. Splitting songs. Now, if you don't know anything about White Reaper, you should, because they're really good. I love White Reaper. Couple songs are like my favorite songs ever. They are from Kentucky, of all places. You don't really hear a lot of like sort of indie rock power pop coming out of Kentucky, but here they are. And I'm going to stop talking and leave us with this. And this here is White Reaper / Spiritual Cramp. Okay. On CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Energy vampire, energy vampire.